up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Another morning with a surprise thunderstorm on the way into work.
Ooh, was that surprise?
I looked last night at 10 p.m. before I was going to bed, or 10:30. I didn't see any sort of rain on the docket. And here comes the storm cell through town. Thunder in the morning. Pop-up storms everywhere. What's happening out here?
I don't know. But that was,
still having headset issues again over there?
About 4, Bill's got headset issues. Yeah, what was it, 4 o'clock?
Maybe after, a little after that. Heard some thunder.
Okay. Yeah, saw some lightning. Heard the... I'm going to keep trying. Oh, boy, we got...
Headset issues galore, once again.
Huh. Okay, we'll keep talking.
It must be Farley coming in here again that's messing with headsets.
Farley doesn't like being accused.
I know he doesn't, but we...
Falsely.
Until he proves it's not him, we will continue to... falsely accuse him of
sabotage.
Headset crime.
Sabotage.
Sabotage. Sabotaging Bill's headset over there.
Sabotaging our show. Is it? There's those ways people can get at you. I guess this is one of them.
Apparently so. Headset issues, but still not working over there.
This is not good.
What's the key case? Not talking to Mike. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah.
Is this an issue with sound or sound issue?
Just carry on here. He'll be
okay.
Ready. I didn't know. I wasn't looking at the weather.
So. I didn't either. I checked at 10 o'clock. It didn't see any sort of rain at all. And then all of a sudden this morning it pops up a storm. So
it won't cause anybody any great pain.
No, just rain.
In fact, it's not raining now.
It stopped.
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to be hot.
Is it supposed to be mid-90s today, I want to say.
Okay, that's why.
And then 95 tomorrow, 95 Saturday. So summer's back, even though school's back in session.
School is definitely back.
Headset working there, Bill?
We've
now
gained.
Not?
Yeah. We've
okay.
Gained.
All right.
I think what we should do is probably just take these two headsets and just.
And what?
And maybe just put them someplace because they don't work.
Okay.
Maybe in the garbage can.
Like a game of roulette here.
But we just kind of rehook them back up every day and then maybe tomorrow. Maybe they healed themselves overnight. Maybe that's what happened. These work perfect.
That's Farley.
Got to be
Farley.
So I'm good to go. Let's just talk about the crux of the problem.
Okay. What is that?
Steve, we've always known you've led an oddly separate life, and now you're being spotted around town in areas that it's very confusing.
Yeah, we got a text yesterday.
We got a text.
I don't think that text was anything.
I'll read the text here real quick.
Yeah, it was very odd. And then you.
I'm not going.
You talked about this the other day that you were over on Westo again doing something you alluded to, like then you stopped yourself.
Yeah.
Got a text from David from Renew.
All he said was I was by his business.
Yeah,
at 2:45. Now he's off of West Hill, like it by the Speedway Museum where Bill was at on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Oh yeah, I know where.
Which
he's
is at. Not, you know, I used to go like Salito Lindo, which that's West O Street. Mm-hmm. You're like in West P Street essentially.
Yeah. Things aren't adding up.
Oh,
that's a business district.
And you were in Durant's Alley randomly a couple days ago also.
That was explained already.
Yeah.
There was nothing odd about that.
This is odd. And then
None of this is odd.
And then you also alluded to it like yesterday, like going, well, I was...
I just don't want to get into why I'm over there.
Yeah, because you don't happen usually. I don't know. You don't happen on West O a lot. That's just not...
West P. West P, not as much.
Is this part of a kind of a ritual? I mean, it's not...
Okay.
Yeah, it's just something like...
Were you at the Fox and Hound? Were you out there? Didn't that used to be a place out there? There was a place called
it's out there anymore.
Oh, the building's still there. I think it's a different name now.
That's not
the Red Fox?
The Red
Steakhouse?
Fox?
Oh, the Red Fox is...
That's a different name.
It's different now.
The Salty Lodge now, something like that?
Yeah.
Salty Red Dog.
Salty Dog. It might be Salty.
You know, no, I don't know what it's called.
But yeah, it's
but
not
I'm
the
in
Red
that.
Fox.
I do go in that. This isn't going to help my cause here. I go in that parking lot sometimes because I'm turning around. Because I'm turning around.
And why are you turning around? I don't know. This whole thing, everything's gotten weird, and people are spotting you in random places around Lincoln. It doesn't really add up.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. David from Renew.
Yes.
Yes.
He spotted your pickup at 245 over by his business, which
he would have.
The Colorado.
Now, I was thinking about that time element yesterday. Yeah, it would have been 245.
Yeah. Just randomly driving over there?
No.
Business district.
Well, just something just off air you want to go over?
It's almost like a trade center over there.
Wait for Ellie to get in? Is that the best thing? Let Ellie get in here?
Don't think we need to. It's not interesting.
Okay.
It kind of falls under more of that category than anything. Yeah. And it's a quirk
people are finding you in weird spots in town. That's the key.
What's that?
People are seeing you in weird spots in town.
What is weird about that? About the salty dog?
It wasn't the salty dog.
That wasn't it.
By David's office.
What is weird about David's?
It's a business area.
Yeah.
Are you getting work on the truck? It's fine if you want.
What business area are we talking about?
Well, David from Renew is over by the Speedway Museum.
It makes it a business area.
Museum of American Speed.
Yes.
It's also, now that, I'm guessing he's right. It's possible he didn't see me. He thought he saw me. He saw someone.
You already admitted that
it's probably me.
It was you, because you were there at the exact same time that David saw you.
It's probably me, but I can't say for sure, because I don't know where his business is exactly.
How many Colorados have we seen that have the same identical truck as you? I've not seen one.
They're out there, but... I think it's 90% certain.
You're saying without knowing where David's shop is at, you're saying, that was me. Wherever he saw you.
I was on West O at 245. Mm-hmm. It could have been someone else he saw and thought it was me, but probably me. It was probably me. But the reason I don't know for sure is because I don't know exactly.
We're here to help.
What business is it that you're talking about?
Renew Your Auto.
Okay. Who advertises daily.
I thought he had multiple businesses.
No, it's... He had multiple spots. Now they have one spot. They've changed to one location.
I'd have to look. Now I'm interested. There is a road over there.
There are roads, yes, 100%.
There's a, it's not on O, it's a block.
In
it's
West
not
even P. A block. It's like where the archway's at, which I keep saying for the last 7 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That spot.
Yeah.
I know exactly where.
Okay, that's where he's
at. By the Museum of American Speed. Which
he's
is by the archway.
He's like, how close to Valentino's is he? The Valentino's on West O.
He's not on West O. He's just north of West O.
We need to go a different conversation. You're trying to
distract me here.
You're trying to.
Valentino's is like over by Capitol Beach. That's like with Price Right Auto's over there. Good friend Carl. He's not over that far.
But there's a. Okay.
You would turn on.
I'm not trying to. No,
you would turn on Sun Valley Boulevard to get to his spot, and then go through the archway.
Oh,
just every
no.
time that you were brought into the police station, they're like, "Okay, I'm going to interrogate Steve." The person would leave baffled. The person would leave.
All right. David has cleared this up. David was not. He says Sip was behind me in the left turn lane going on to West O. I was not in my office. Okay. Now. It's clear. It sounded like David saw you drive by his office, which is not directly on West O. That is some clarity. Thank you.
Still, you go to West O every day. And
no, not every day, but I'd say three or four times a week. Not every day. Not every.
He likes to support all parts of
Lincoln. Usually not weekends.
No, we are very close right now to West O Street.
Yeah. I was driving by the other day and saw you. That's what I was coming
close
from.
Close by.
Is it cosmetic surgery or something?
No.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll revisit this at some other point. I don't mind. I just don't think it's very interesting. It's interesting to me that David saw me, but now that's not even that interesting because it wasn't by his business.
Yeah.
Because I would have known Renew Auto, and I can't place it in my head.
You know? You were not there.
Right.
So you're clear.
Thank you. That's clear. The confusion, by the way.
Okay.
The Renew Auto.
Renew Your Auto.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What else?
Yesterday, I was in Omaha from 10:15 a.m. and left about 9:30 p.m.
What? Was all news to us. We didn't get any of this information.
I got the rundown done. It's about as busy. We had the Nebraska Broadcasters Association yearly convention.
Why are we not invited to this? Are we not part of broadcasting?
It was sales seminars and
sales
programming seminars. I'm not sure where you guys fit in
ABC,
that.
ABC, always be closing.
I don't think you guys would have... fit in that setting, which is not a shot. It's just that's the truth. But I was I was
shoot
there
for the big sale. Don't go in low.
I was there from 10:15 to I got home at 10:30 last night.
Body language.
When did you do the rundown?
During the seminars. I had to take some time to actually go away from learning to write up the rundown.
Was Swim there?
Swim was supposed to be there, but Swim has had some things going on, so he was not there yesterday, which is fine.
Anybody else from the ticket?
Well, we had the award ceremony was at nighttime from 6:30 to 9.
Did
Long
you
time.
Win anything?
Well, I brought a little piece of celebration here.
Of celebration.
I'm not sure how to put
it. Sounds like cake. A piece of celebration that's never been said before.
It was a bad word.
Things have gotten awkward.
I brought a little hardware. How about that? I got some hardware here for
it. Piece of celebration. Jake has a piece of celebration.
It's a bad wording. Yeah, I got some hardware.
Okay.
I'm proud to announce that the ticket, 93.7 The Ticket, was one of three finalists out of 106 radio stations for Station of the Year. We did not win first. We were one of three finalists.
Wow.
In the state.
Nice.
For Radio Station of
Wow.
Look at that.
How about
nice
that?
Nice plaque right there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's very nice.
Finalist.
There's a country station, I believe, in Shadron, I think, that won the award.
That won the award.
But we are one of, never been honored before for it, never been nominated before. So
what's it going to take for us to win it?
Yep.
We got to be better.
Out.
It's got to be better.
We got to be better.
A little bit better than last year.
So every show needs to be better.
We got
to
improve.
Hey, okay. Do you know who the other finalist was?
Yeah, I forget who it was.
That's okay.
Shadron Country.
Nobody else from Lincoln or Omaha, though. They were both stations outside the metro. We were the only Lincoln station that was a finalist or Omaha. So
that's kind of fun.
Very proud moment. It was a great station, great year for the station. We're proud of this award to be a finalist. Thanks to the Nebraska Broadcasters Association for having us and for honoring us last night.
Thanks
for
the plaque.
What are we? 1/10 of the station, our show?
Something like that.
About a tenth of the station. Nice. Any idea?
Piece of hardware.
What is? Piece of celebration. What do you think Shadron did to beat us?
I don't know.
The one thing you want to know is you want intel.
I wonder if it's old time country.
I wonder if it's 70s country.
That would help, wouldn't it?
If it was 70s country. I don't. I could see in Shadron. I could see that.
I don't know. You've been there.
I never have.
Oh,
I've been to Shadron one time.
I've never been to Shadron. You don't happen in Shadron. You're going to Shadron. I've never been there. I feel bad about that. Hmm. I'll go. I promise. Well,
I guess I've been through Shadron several times. I've only stopped there, I think, one time. On the way to that's a route to the Black Hills.
That's
you go through Shadron.
You do? Okay.
That's one way to go. So.
God dang the ticket. How about that?
Yes.
Honor. Yeah.
You were gone. That's a long day.
Where do you think that DP will hang the...
I'm thinking probably right over here by
Will we put a spotlight on it?
By Ellie's office.
It's a good chance there's a spotlight on it, Bill.
Put a spotlight on it. How about that? Yeah.
Probably right by our legal stuff there. We'll put the award up there.
By our legal spotlight. Stuff. A little spotlight, yes. And then maybe like it would be nice to have like a couple paragraphs to read below it. When it was established, the move from state from this to this.
Good idea.
The arrival of Jake Sorensen was what? Year, was your what, Jake? When did you arrive? Your arrival.
Did I get the ticket?
Yeah.
August of 2011.
August, so that'd be nice to have on there.
That's
also
when the station
arrival.
Began.
Yes.
August 2011.
Put Jake's arrival.
Put my
Jake's arrival.
Put my
Jake's
start arrival. Date. Start date. Day one of the ticket.
Full head of
be
hair.
Be right there, yeah.
Full head of it hair was, he
it was,
showed up.
It was better back then. It wasn't thick still. It just was longer. Never was
ball.
Thick hair. Never had thick hair in my entire life.
Put a spotlight on.
Imagine Jake getting his hair cut like he's about 8. They're kind of going, hey, you might want to kind of swirl that around a little bit. Get some product in there. Things aren't going
it's
well.
It's always
for
been
there,
very
buddy.
Wispy. There's never been thick ever in my entire life. So I was bound for this issue when I was young,
11 years old.
Should have known this was going to happen. When I was 10.
Well, what a day you had.
I would say one criticism of the award ceremony or the day.
Yeah, let's go at it.
They need to hear this. They need to hear this.
Okay.
So they have a luncheon. We went to the luncheon as well. There's a speaker at the luncheon. What kind of luncheon has lasagna and breadsticks for lunch? You want to sleep the rest of the day. It's not a luncheon thing. It was delicious. The food was good. But
I'm going to push back 100%.
If I have a giant slice of lasagna, there's a good chance I want to take a nap an hour later.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you'd be happy if you rolled through. Hey, get a fruit plate.
What's non-sleep food?
Yeah, maybe a taco or something like that. Tacos.
Sleep food.
It's not sleep food. I'm not p- Lasagna is so heavy. I don't need a heavy item at a luncheon.
Don't take much. Just take a small portion.
They gave you a big slice. I don't make the slice. They put the slice in front of you.
You don't have to eat it all.
What kind of meal? Who doesn't finish their meal? Come on.
Who doesn't finish their meal?
I told you, why go for five wings? The wings.
Who doesn't finish their
wings,
meal?
The rings. Why would you leave food on the plate? Come on. I was hungry. I ate it. I was hungry, but
I was ready.
I wanted to take a nap at like 1:15.
I was ready for something heinous, and that's what I got.
I wasn't gonna be heinous to the awards ceremony. It was a great day. I just did one slice. That lasagna was a little heavy for lunchtime, and then they gave like a big brownie and cheesecake, which is delicious. But it's like I feel like I got a gut ache now the rest of the day. I was very full.
Did you learn anything about sales?
I did. Yeah, it was a good day. It was a very good AI learning session.
Ooh.
Legitimately, really good session on AI.
Ooh, really?
And how to use that in your to your advantage. Yeah, to make things easier for you and actually make
anyone
packages.
Else there from the ticket.
Well, DP and Rebecca were there at the awards, but Nick was going to be, didn't show up. He had things going on, and then people were working. No, it's just me.
Did anybody acknowledge you? Like that they knew who you were when you walked through like a hallway.
I got friends there. It's all people in the radio business from across the state. So there's salespeople, there's on air people, and programmers and GMs. So I've known them throughout the years, but not like, hey, look who it is, Jake's in the house. No, nothing like that.
None of that.
They did have a free
Jake's in the house.
They had a free drink session for like 2 hours though. So
they did.
I did take care of that.
Good job. Hey, and I'm sorry, where was this at?
This is at the Embassy Suites off Giles Boulevard in La Vista, right off the interstate.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Huge,
there's a,
place.
What is it, the courtyard that's attached
to
that's
it? That's correct, Bill. Yeah. You got it.
Right. Did you go over to Bass Pro?
I did not. I didn't have time to get to Bass Pro.
I'm sure which one it's
I didn't
called,
leave no. the facility for 10 hours. I was in it from 10:15 until 9 something.
It's an ice cream place over there.
I did not get ice cream. I had dessert, though. We had cheesecake for dessert and the big brownie for lunch. So I'm set. I'm good. I'm still pretty full over here. Didn't sleep it off yet, apparently. Still sitting in the stomach.
Chick, I got to talk to these people. They had lasagna.
Yeah, it's a little,
who
I,
does that?
That was odd.
Sleep food.
That's dinner food. That's not. There's some foods that are not lunch foods. Lasagna is a dinner food. It is not a lunch food. I will stand by that.
Okay.
Breakers, help me out. 4-6-4-5-6-8-5.
Pushing back
you
on
are.
That.
Okay, 4-6-4.
You're telling me.
Are you going to West O to get lasagna, Steve? If you are, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, Valentino's has pretty good lasagna. They have a very good number 7 is a salad with a breadstick.
It's not lasagna, though, is it?
No, it's just pizza. Salad breadstick with a drink. That's the number 7.
Rosebud says, I agree, Jake. That's why we avoid Pizza Hut buffet for lunch. I am worthless after that.
Okay. Well, the buffet's a little different. Support. When you hit the buffet, when you decide I'm going to go to the buffet, you're like going, I'm having 6 pieces probably.
That's not lunch. You can't, but good luck. At our age, really, you can't. When you're younger, you could do it easier. Right?
You do a lot, yeah.
Right.
Even
at our age, no, you're done at that point. I ain't going to the buffet for lunch. If I do, I'm not even doing it.
I mean, what if Wendy's buffet opened up one more time? It's like for a week, Wendy's buffet, you could go over and get spaghetti.
We'd have to go. Sip was talking about
we'd
all these
sit
years.
In the sunroom and we'd get some pasta.
Yeah, I criticized Sip. I thought he was losing his mind, but the video we saw from Dave Thomas, 1995.
Dave Thomas did the video.
Very much so that Sip was correct on the Wendy's buffet. 100%
really
correct.
Really went at me on that.
And when it said
I was
dessert,
startled by your
said
reaction.
You also get a dessert, they showed pudding. That's what they showed in the video. They showed chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding. And I think they had vanilla.
They had Mexican food. They had pasta. They had pudding.
Is that sunroom still there?
The sunroom's still there. Oh, yeah. I sat in it last week. I might do it again today. I might walk over to Wendy's today for lunch. You never know.
When did Dave Thomas pass?
Check that out.
What's your guess? That.
Not sh- he, are
2008.
Sure he's 10, he's passed?
Dave Thomas passed away January 8th, 2002.
2002.
At 69 years old.
Okay.
Young.
69.
Pretty young. Wow, what a enterprise, though, he made. It's
Wendy's.
He founded Wendy's in 1969.
Frosties.
Yeah.
Frosties. Great.
I don't know that I've had a bad
single,
meal.
Double, triple. What do you want?
I get the spicy chicken.
That is good there. Good call. Yeah.
I still drive by it all the time. I was thinking me and Frank Solich driving, going through the drive-thru.
He paid for it.
He paid for it. And I never
paid for yours.
Paid for my meal, and I thought this is the most incredible day of my life. I've never thought that. I'm with the
a lot of money.
I'm with the assistant head coach, and he is rolling in cash. I've never had enough money to say, like, I'll buy your lunch. At that time, as a graduate assistant, there was never a time like, well, I'll buy your lunch too. You didn't even buy lunch. You just didn't eat lunch. So
you scavengered.
Yes. Somebody says Lexington had one also, Lexington, Nebraska, but also Lexington had a McDonald's breakfast buffet at one point. Ooh. It says it was one of the only ones in the country. It was a test market.
I'll be
McDonald's.
Really?
This McDonald's I'd like to know breakfast about. Buffet would be awesome.
When? I wonder what was offered.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. And how long did this exist for? Yeah. It was a test market. How long did the test last
for? This was a breakfast buffet.
At McDonald's. So they had the Wendy's buffet, and then they had a McDonald's breakfast buffet. It's one of the only in the country a test market at some point.
Jake made a statement, and you turned it into a question.
This is your favorite
thing to do. It's your favorite. They had a breakfast buffet. So, did McDonald's have a breakfast buffet?
Who? I'm a little confused. It wasn't a Wendy's. Wendy's was not involved in this at all.
Well, this person says that Wendy's did have a Lexington buffet location, but Lexington also had one of the only McDonald's buffets in the country.
Okay, so it wasn't a collaborative.
No, different businesses, different
That's
buffets.
That's what I was wondering. If it was collaborative, if Wendy's...
You feel that Wendy's and McDonald's got together like in a meeting and said, what do you guys think?
No, that Wendy's was inside McDonald's. That like
what kind of world
what
are you talking
about?
These are rivals. They've been rivals since
what
the
has
60s.
Happened to you?
Are they rivals?
Yes.
Yes, they're rivals.
Wendy's and McDonald's are 1,000,000% rivals. They have the same type of food.
The question was simple. It almost sounded like you were talking about Wendy's used McDonald's for a buffet.
No. Different locations. Different restaurants, different buffets. And
when it came to rivalries, don't we agree that McDonald's main rival was Burger King?
It was. Not anymore. The Burger King has really dropped off.
Yeah, it has. But it was like, you're kind of one or two people.
BK versus McDonald's.
It was like, who are you? I'm McDonald's or I'm Burger King? I'm one of the two.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. And I never really even cognizantly thought about it. I just go to McDonald's.
Well, I did Burger King almost exclusively.
Did you?
Always Burger King.
Because you like the Charbroiled burger.
I like the Charbroiled. It was incredible.
They legitimately had a Charbroiled.
I don't know.
I know that they listened
I will
to
say
that.
This.
Charbroiled.
The fight was between a Big Mac and the Whopper. The Whopper was, you had to have probably a booth by yourself and plenty of room to eat it. Because it was a mess.
Saying, thank you for
it
saying
was a,
that. The
Big Mac was still almost a drivable eating food. You could almost
like a burrito.
Yeah, you could almost grab it and be okay. A Whopper, Jake, no chance.
Oh, I had problems.
Well, the Whopper still exists.
It was two, but I'm saying it was two hands and you needed space.
Oh, I had a problem with a Whopper at the Journal Star one time. I was rushing from a press conference, a Doc Sadler press conference, and I just whipped through the Burger King, got a Whopper. Two problems. I ate it way too fast. And I got stuck in my throat. And had to pull over and do like a almost like a mini Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich yourself.
And then I got it all over my shirt. Right. And I was on deadline. And I couldn't go back in the Journal Star. I had to go home and change. I had like ketchup. Like what you're saying.
It was unbelievable.
It's just messy.
The spillage from a Whopper is ridiculous.
The guys were like, where'd you go?
I've never had a Whopper in my life. I could change that. Never had
Whoa.
One.
Whoa.
I've never had a Big Mac
today.
I've never had a Whopper.
Things, all the things you
either
said in
them.
Your life, this is the most astonishing.
Yeah, never had a
You've
Whopper or a Big Mac.
Skip Wendy's today. Go over to the Belmont Burger King.
Yeah,
I like Wendy's though.
I know, but you haven't had a Whopper. This is for
Jake
the show.
Today. Make a commitment on the air right now, Jake, to the breakers. You'll get a Whopper
part
today.
Of tomorrow's show.
Can I modify the Whopper? I need to have it as is. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like mayo. I don't want that in my burger.
You can modify.
Do I have to have it as is?
I'll let you modify, but I like as is. I'm gonna tell you, if you're one of those people, you order a Whopper and then, oh, FYI, I'd like to get no.
Okay, all right. No, here's the deal. I will go
Belmont
today.
Yes.
And I will order a Whopper, no modifications.
Okay,
go to Belmont,
and I will at least for the first couple bites, I will keep it
give
as
it
if
shot.
I don't like it, I will take some things off to finish
okay.
it.
Okay, that helps.
But I need to know if the tomato really does taste good on the Whopper, because I don't like tomatoes.
Yeah. He's gonna go in Belmont.
I tell you what, it's really good. It's really good.
Never had a Whopper.
I think it's good. I haven't had one probably for 12 years.
I'm going to have one this weekend.
Get that, are you?
Yeah,
By the way, getting louder support, by the way, on the lasagna for lunch thing. Saying
are
it's
you?
Dinner.
Are you?
Yes. Someone's okay. saying it's Isaac, dinner only. Old dad, agree with Jake. It's too much for lunch.
Okay.
What's a heavier meal?
Gus says, I agree with Jake for once.
First time.
Okay.
He says, not a lunch food, lasagna. Thank you. Not crazy.
Okay. All right. I've had it for lunch.
Yeah, and I'm
okay. How'd you feel after that? Did you take a nap?
I mean, I don't
know. How was your stomach feeling after that? That's what I'm asking.
I can't imagine just right now that Sip thought that Wendy's was set up inside of a McDonald's.
Hold on.
For a buffet, a breakfast
buffet.
That's
bizarre.
You presented it.
I said, no, there is a buffet. Lexington had a Wendy's buffet. They also had a test market for the McDonald's breakfast buffet. Does that sound like the same restaurant, same spot?
It sounds like you're mixing them.
Maybe it's the way that presented it.
Just as far as this lasagna discussion goes, it was definitely a school lunch lasagna. It was one of my favorites.
And people were sleepy in the afternoon after that.
Yeah, kids got it on the tray.
It was not uncommon in Columbus to have lasagna for lunch at school.
I'll tell you what really bums me out. That I don't have some of the original trays, like from elementary
pastel.
School. And, oh, they all were. Yeah,
it pastel was in, trays.
Yeah, pastel trays, and they were. How would they stack about 50 high?
Strong.
Oh, Jake, you could stand on one.
Yep.
They were incredible. The strength.
Drop one off the Capitol building.
Nothing would happen.
Onto the concrete.
Nothing.
I'm not joking.
Not even
it wouldn't break. And it was. Oh God, it was incredible. It was absolutely
made things
incredible.
Better.
It had fiberglass, right?
I would love to have had those. I'd love right now to every time we had dinner.
Drop it off the Capitol. Let's do a test.
How much fun would it be to all of a sudden have people over for dinner? Here we go. We're using the original trays from Pender. It would be
Columbus.
Awesome.
And when you're done, throw it off the roof and see if it breaks.
Here's 1976 plates.
I bet they use similar ones in all schools.
They were perfect. You know exactly. It was almost like an enlarged TV dinner. You had your entree, and there was three other things for something.
And I will tell you this, I bet Pender was the same. Columbus lunches were really good,
incredible.
Like
never once considered going anywhere else. Never once brought my lunch in a million years.
No, I looked forward to it.
Yes.
Now there was occasionally where there'd be something you didn't. I don't like that.
Yes,
but it was
still ate it.
Yeah.
Still got through it.
Very rarely was that the case, though, where you're like,
And sometimes there might be. And then also, Jake, the trade was big. Hey, I'll trade you.
Oh God.
We did the trade.
I'm telling you, what was going on. I mean, the brokering that went on at the lunch was insane.
Yeah, you could get.
You'd look at somebody else like, what are you thinking about that?
Seriously,
what are
you give up that cinnamon roll?
You sure? Cinnamon with that? You want to go apple crisp for your potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's dance.
Training was we had that. That was good. Better times. I was part of better times than that one.
Yeah, you know some better times.
Totally miss out on better times. A lot of them,
No, there's remnants of better times.
Remnants,
yes. We see remnants of better times.
We had remnants in the 90s of better times.
I don't know what it was like school. Also. Mrs. Palace ran the we had to go with you had the tickets. Remember that? We had the punch tickets. Do you guys have punch tickets? We had punch tickets.
I don't know.
And then the thing was that they've also been like, you're out.
We did have punch tickets.
They're out. And then she would just punch extra on the ticket. So then, also, you go, okay, I got to buy a new one. You'd buy a new one. Then she'd be like going, but that was the accounting system. The accounting system was, and they kept them all.
I think you're right.
And you weren't in charge of bringing them. They got them out. They had them each time. Okay, this, okay, here's we go. Okay, boom, boom, boom. They're like, hey, Bill, just FYI, you're out. And I know, I got to talk to my parents or tell my dad or
it's
do something.
Rough right now.
He's a little tight.
Hey, hold on. I don't know if we had that.
That's how we did it. It was a punch system, and they were usually always pink. They were pink cards, and you punched them with the deal. And then, but they were 20. And once you went over like that, because the thing was, if you didn't eat that day, you didn't get a punch in. You weren't stuck for paying for it.
Okay.
God. Better times.
I can't remember if we had that.
I don't either.
So you are going to Belmont.
Yeah, I'll get a Whopper today. I'll report back on the air tomorrow. I hold me to this. I'm not forgetting this.
Large fry.
Get the fry, and I'll get a Dr. Pepper as well.
Dr. Pepper.
I think you'll find it to be pleasing.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Joey should probably connect with Ron Preston because the tires on these sprayers are unbelievable. You ever how Joey drives these giant machinery is unreal to have that kind of a skill set. He does it with just his wrist. Steers with just his wrist.
And I can see it. I can see that right now. Yeah,
does he have a certain look on his face?
Yeah, just kind of a
serious.
Yeah, that's the look right there.
Not smiling. Very serious.
Very serious.
Pursed lips.
Yes. Pursed lips.
No, that looks like
pursed lips.
Yes. Is this boy pursed?
No, you're fine.
Yeah. He's very serious. Pursed.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I hope it's not that. But
well, the one thing. Yeah.
That might cost him some business, actually.
Why is your face doing that? Stop that.
Why are you pursing your
Stop
lips?
That.
I don't think you want to, like somebody that's just hilarious like that. All of a sudden, seeing Joey out there driving, he's spraying your field, and he's like, He's hilarious. He's never serious about what he's doing. Any idea?
No,
I don't think you want that.
No, he's a businessman.
You want a businessman in this time. I never want to go like to a financial advisor and walk out going, he is a hoot. I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't keep a straight face. I don't want that.
Doesn't seem to have a care in the world.
You got a care in the world like that. Him, my cardiologist, he's a riot. You know, like that. I want guys that are serious. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Smart.
Joey.
738ag.com. Husk related, no news yesterday because there was no availability after practice. Didn't hear any nuggets at all.
I don't think there was news.
We just know we're not today. We're officially 2 weeks away from kickoff in Kansas City. That's all we know. There's no news from
there
yesterday.
Wasn't there some single digit?
Was there? Who else got announced?
I might be able to do this off my head. Barney Bonner, Ja'Cory Barney, Janiron Bonner. That might be.
Who'd they talk to? They talked a lot yesterday.
No.
Oh. Never
they mind. Just give them out on social media.
Gotcha. Javon Wright will be number zero.
Got it. Good job, okay.
Ja'Cory Barney, number two. Janiron Bonner, as you said, number four. And Vincent Shavers, number nine. Only number one remains unclaimed at this point.
Okay. Only number one remains unclaimed, so there's a bit of mystery there.
Yes.
That could be Raiola.
Could be.
But I don't think Emmett Johnson is he? I thought maybe he was going to be four, but that went to...
Riley Van Poppel's number five. Dane Key's six. Marquise Buford is three.
Okay.
Malcolm Hartsog, seven. Deshaun Singleton, eight.
Okay. So four still available.
Yeah. Oh.
I think
No. Four went to Bonner.
Okay.
Yes.
Double check that.
Check that out.
Well, we are botching that.
Bonner is four. Yes.
Okay, Bonner's four. So I don't know. I think is there...
Only number one is left. That's it. Number one is the only jersey that's not claimed.
So does that go to Raiola or does that go to Emmett Johnson?
I'm not sure how you do it. I would say this. I have just almost zero interest in someone's number. So
I know fans do. I don't. I'm like Bill. I'm like Bill.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I've voiced it to Sean before. Like, I don't care. But there's a lot of things like that, Bill, that... I caught myself at the Journal Star late in my career saying, I don't care about it. And then I realized, I'm paid to care about it.
Yep.
I mean, I have
to care. Your paycheck indicates
you should care. Yeah, maybe I don't care about the single
You don't have to care about it, but you have to report it.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't, and I'm not, and I'm never a fan of changing numbers. Once you've kind of established yourself, I'm not a fan of that. Now, the only thing that could potentially happen is maybe a patch, which means, say, like a Raiola could have like a one patch, which means he earned a single, but he wears 15 because at LSU, the number 18 was an awarded number, and that was for just the ultimate tiger, I guess. Type. If you were an 18, that was probably the highest of awards you could get for how you were viewed, leadership. It was everything. So if an offensive lineman 118.
Yeah.
They wore their, obviously they wore their normal number and they had a patch.
Patched it up.
18.
Okay, now the question I have is would Raiola even want to change? Would he want to?
15 is kind of a brand for him.
Right.
To change the number is a big deal for these guys.
Yeah. Well, I am actually sort of interested in what Dylan does here. What's the play?
Yeah. On the jersey number.
15? No, does he go to one? And does he go to one?
And I'm okay with fans caring. Like, it's just not
they
really
care.
My deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, they care. But trust me when I tell you that. So I had to catch myself one year, like, there's so
what
much I don't
it?
Care
remember
about.
What year it was?
Yeah, I'm going to say 2019, 18.
2018.
Was this recent here?
Recent. Okay, started caring.
Oh, you get older.
So Steve started caring.
No,
yeah,
no, I started.
Right before COVID.
No, I started catching myself going, I don't care about that. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a second, I have to do this. I have to write it. It doesn't matter whether I care or not.
But you didn't care about any of the car salesmen at all. It's like that, right? That what's going on?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Before we get to break, we got a special guest here in the studio, and that's DP.
DP, you're early.
You're early.
He is early.
Hang on.
Sorry. All right, go ahead, DP.
There we go. The things that happen before the boss wakes up. get things together. I know what kind of ship you're running here, Sorensen. Yeah, TV's not to, on. TV's yeah, a,
oh. Sorry,
Coach Bush. I expect better from you. You're the standard keeper here.
He might keep that off for.
You're the standard keeper, sir.
If I'm in charge, DP, that's a bad deal. We'll keep you and Jake in charge.
We keep pushing leadership all over the place.
DP is here.
Sipple deserves better. The listeners deserve better. Becky and I wanted to stop by, and. Just publicly say thank you to this team of ours.
Good team.
This group of ours. The Las Vegas Raiders of radio in the state of Nebraska. this massive, crazy bunch of misfits and throwaways and cast-offs.
That's true, 100%.
Forgotten yes. souls. Yes. But
forgotten souls.
You know, that's really, you know,
kind of nailed it.
You know, yeah. In the space, and while Jake will confirm that I am not a hero of being second at anything.
No, you're not.
The fact that the state and other people have acknowledged the station's growth and place in the game, and while this show did not get its honors, and I say it publicly, that I am proud of the best show. Within 500 miles, and I challenge anybody, and I stand 10 toes down on taking the charge and the mission that 2026, there'll be another plaque that comes into this building because you guys earn it every single day. But, okay, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But what the station was honored with last night, and I don't know if Jake's talked about it.
I did bring it up. Yeah, I showed the people the award.
But to see the award, I had to fight myself because a part of me wanted to not acknowledge it as it's not the trophy. Maybe. I jokingly said I kind of felt like, you know, Miami was in the building. They weren't better than us. They just got the award. Yeah. but there are ways to get it.
But there's just three.
There's just three
finalists.
We were three.
140, is that right, Jake?
106, right?
Yeah, 106.
Still, that's
pretty good.
Plus, two out of 106. But I told Jake the mantra for the next 365 is 106. Okay. One of 106 is the standard. I'm proud of y'all. I've said it on air.
Thank you.
In other shows, and I'll say it now.
Thank you, DP.
I love this group. I'll put my gang up against anybody's in radio. In Nebraska or otherwise. I like this group. I like coming to work. I hope you guys enjoy it and be proud of yourselves. Today's the day to be proud and go, you know what? People outside the business, we know how hard we work at this and how many things have to go into it happening, but when the rest of the state and then...
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
and people from Minnesota get into a room and decide that, you know what the ticket is doing is a good thing for the state of Nebraska. It's a standard bearer for how radio is going to be done. And we're not done setting the standard because, quite frankly, I want the big trophy.
Absolutely.
That'd be nice.
Well, what's the point?
Just for,
that'd be
just,
nice.
Just for us to be proud, and to the listeners who support it and show up, thank you. Becky and I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
To the Nebraska Broadcast Association, Jim Tim, that crew, the folks from Minnesota that heard what we did and voted, and then a challenge to the rest of the state, and Lincoln specifically. We are Lincoln Sports, but we want to be the best in the state, and this crew is the standard for what the best in the state really is. So kudos to you. Kudos to us. Raise a glass. Now I'm going to go watch some people fight.
Thank you.
Okay. You got to go watch some people fight?
He's going to
Chicago. UFC.
Oh, that is
UFC with a...
Also, now, if we got to give...
I'm going to go watch some people fight.
We got to throw it back to DP a little bit, because also the building we're in, compared to where I started at and went into, and where we're at now, I mean, it's not like a 10% upgrade. It's a 99% upgrade.
I mean, look at it.
Yeah, and so we're on O Street. We have... It's. I mean,
you get to watch traffic. We love that,
and you can meet people. You know, right now, whenever I have meetings, I just say, "Well, just meet me down at the station, because we can have coffee right afterwards at 9:15." That wasn't the case.
Yeah,
where we were at before.
How many people have a studio like this?
No one.
It is that. I will hold up this plaque. For certainly the best boss in Nebraska radio, and I am not talking about me.
No, sir.
That tiny glass-eyed wearing woman in there is a champ, and I as much wanted it as an acknowledgement of her.
Okay.
In that space.
Okay.
The work she puts in, the energy, the dealing with me every day is its own trophy. Mm-hmm. On the other side, right?
She fields a lot of questions.
What an acting, right? In motion pictures, you get the Razzie. Yeah. She got the, she get the Razzie. But to Becky, to the entire crew, anybody that comes in here and turns on a microphone, sits behind it, shares stories. We share stories, and they're better when they're love stories. That's just the way it works. Mm-hmm. We come and share why we love what we love. But this plaque means a lot, because it means that somebody else sees what we do. We know what we do, but to have them see it, and it's kind of a payoff. So thank you to Becky, Jake, all you guys, the roster from one end of 168 hours a week to the other.
Jeez.
And then every listener who participates, every sponsor, every fan. Thank you all very much. I'm going to go take a picture with it, because I didn't get last night. I didn't get a picture with this last night. I was kind of in my.
Where are you gonna hang it at, DP? We have that.
Don't know. I'm gonna leave that up to you guys. I'm gonna leave that up to you guys. I do want the standard being around, and it's that reminder, that you put the score of the Miami game up on the scoreboard every day at practice for the next year.
Yeah.
Just so you have the reminder of how good we are and how good we can be.
Yeah. We can start saying that now more. The standard's the standard.
The standard is hey. This is the standard.
Yeah. Right.
This is, you guys are the standard.
Right.
And everybody else in this building has to know it. Everybody else in the state has to know it. Be proud of yourselves. Be proud of yourselves, what you built. I mean that. I've been in this game a long time. Not everybody gets this sort of pat on the back. We need to accept it. I had to put my grown man pants on and not be upset over number two. But we're finalists. It's just time to be champions, and I'm sticking to that.
Thank you.
That's the motto for the year, DP. Thank you.
Hey, DP, that's nice.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you guys. Now,
what a great trip you got going.
Thank you guys.
I'd see you.
And when we come back, a big day also for Kansas Athletics. We'll tell you why next at an early break on the ticket.